The most important thing is that the meeting was well attended. It was fully subscribed, and there were a representation from the NGOs in the area, the CRD, which is the research, and the lawyers, and which have to do with environment, and many other stakeholders, even the AAG. So the deliberations, which took the whole day, went on exceptionally well. There was actually open talk about issues. People we had to fend or vent out their views and on how they perceived this kind of a relationship. But what you know excited me most is the openness of this interaction, which really people took advantage of and said what they wanted. And I hope from there we will actually maintain a much more consultative spirit within ourselves and amongst ourselves to clear out all the misconceptions and perceptions that have clouded this non-engagement between the parties.
Are they now going to be able to visit Marange Diamonds, which they've always wanted to go to the diamond fields?
No, I don't think the issue is about visiting Marange. The issue is about engaging each other. The issue of visiting is really a detail which can be resolved through dialogue. And I think this dialogue will really go a long way in making us understand each other. And I think visiting is really something that can be done by any Zimbabwean who has an interest in what is going on with their natural resources. But I think what came out very clearly in this interaction was that we were not talking to each other. And when you don't interact, you don't communicate, there is suspicion, and rightly so. Because, you know, you don't know what the other party thinks and or is actually how he's regarding your responsibilities in society. So it's a good beginning, and we hope it will actually grow into a situation where all of us really share ideas and views regarding our resources.
And overall, looking at the Kimberley process itself, I talked today to Alan Martin of Africa Partnership Canada, and he's saying that they are organizing to boycott all the civic groups to boycott the next plenary session in Kinshasa at the end of the month. How do you see this affecting the Kimberley process?
It doesn't affect the Kimberley process. I think he knows that they've been a nuisance in this whole exercise. No, they are observers, and they are the ones who have been throwing the spanners into the works because they've been compromised by people who are funding their destabilization approach on issues that have nothing to do with politics. The NGOs that you are referring to are actually very political. They are sponsored and supported by people who have imposed sanctions on us, and we are not worried about it. In fact, to us, it will be good riddance.